With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The ag community will be watching Congress closely this year in hopes of seeing serious reforms to ag labor. On top of that, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says the supply chain and inflation should also get its share of attention.
We've got tremendous challenges facing ag country this coming year. You know, the supply chain issues that you mentioned, Bob, the cost, what that will do to the cost of inputs from fuel, fertilizer, chemicals, parts, spare parts, all kinds of inputs that we depend on. We're looking at scarcity and increased prices.
With regards to the president and ag secretary recently telling farmers, "We've got your back," Newhouse says, let's hope so.
If the president says we've got your back, I'd certainly like to see some changes in some policies to help ameliorate some of the pressures that we're seeing put on these prices.
Newhouse says he's somewhat optimistic.
The labor issue for sure. Secretary Vilsack has been a partner in the effort, so I'm confident that he will be supportive of changes in labor laws. But bottom line is it's really good to hear that they're telling us they have our backs, but we need more than just talk. We need more than just empty words and promises. We need action, and we're not seeing a lot of that at this point.
Newhouse says the Farm Workforce Modernization Act and other possible labor reform bills should get plenty of attention. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.